media members who have just joined the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on to the call the head coach of Delaware Blue Hens, Danny Rocco. Good morning, Coach Rocco.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. Off week for your team last week. What was the focus of your practices?
Well, we practiced just a couple of days midweek. Our focus for the week was really began with just some self-scout. Took a really good hard look at our first five games and, you know, really tried to decide what it is that we're doing well and what it is that we're not doing well but need to do better. We, you know, eliminated some things from our packages and added a couple of things moving forward. Did a good job, a good thorough job of evaluating our personnel and our roster just to make sure we're maximizing, you know, everybody in our program. And then we recruited a little bit at the end of the week and introduced our next opponent, Elon, late in the week. So I feel good with where we're at. I think the timing of the open date, the bye, was good. Coming back from a pretty emotional physical game at Pitt. So we got seven straight CAA games, and our focus shifts here to Elon.
You talked about the scouting as you went over some things. What are some areas that you feel like you'd like to see improve a little bit with your team over the over the second half of the season?
Well, there were quite a few, you know. So I don't know that any one particular one stood out. I think statistically we're a little behind the curve in a couple of areas, and those were probably the things that deserved the most of the attention. And most of the focus, and I thought did a good job with that, addressing it with, you know, personnel, scheme, design, and things along those lines. And then, you know, the things that we're doing well, we want to make sure we continue to do them and maybe find more ways to do them, different ways to do them. So I really felt it was very productive. You know, hopefully we'll be able to come out of this past week a better football team, you know, as we head down to Elon this week.
What are some of the areas that as you've looked at, that really pleased you or maybe have surprised you with the way things have gone?
Well, I think some of the things is we're playing a lot of people. You know, we have a young roster. And we're getting more and more young players into the games and getting them more and more game experience. And as we watched our film here last week, we recognized that a lot of those guys are making significant progress and they're getting better. They're better than they were in the opener. They're gaining some valuable experience and confidence. So I think that was one thing. And we've been a pretty disciplined team. You know, our penalties have been, you know, we've done a great job in the area of penalties and doing things that give you a chance to be hard to beat. I think we're right at zero in the turnover margin. Obviously, that needs to be better, but we got off to a really bad start this season, both not taking the ball away and giving it away early in the season. We kind of got ourselves back to a decent place there. So I think our discipline's been good. I think our young talent is gaining confidence moving forward, and I think that could be a big factor here in the second half of the season.
I was going to ask you about the penalties. Only 13 so far in five games, which is by far the fewest of any team in the conference. How big of an emphasis is that for you and your staff?
Well, I mean, sure, it's very similar for all of us. I think, you know, the thing that I'm recognizing is, you know, they're listening. Our players are trying very consciously to make good decisions on the field and not do things that would create conflict, and if in doubt, don't, in terms of penalties. And then we haven't had a lot of unforced errors or penalties. You know, our procedure's been pretty good. You know, we've been on the ball, and our signaling's been good, and our efficiency's been good with our formations. And, you know, we've been minimal procedure penalties and things like that. So I do think there's an element of focus there, an element of discipline there. And I'm pleased with that, you know, especially, again, recognizing that we have a lot of younger players on the field.
Team, heads to Elon, as you've taken a look at the Phoenix, what are some of the challenges that they'll present for you on both sides of the ball?
Well, you know, quarterback's really, really good, and, you know, I think, you know, statistically he may have had his worst game here just this past week, but I think that's an outlier. He's kind of throw that out and flush it down. It's really good, really talented. They have a really good system offensively. Their balanced run pass, their ability to kind of run everything through Cheeks' hands in terms of making the decisions in the RPO game. And they got a different offensive line. I thought last year they were dominant in the offensive line. I think this year they're solid in the offensive line, younger, you know. And then defensively, their scheme makes them challenging, and they'll do a lot of different things with that three-man front and create a lot of different types of pressures and combinations of rushers. And they've always been disruptive defensively. So, you know, obviously a really good Elon football team and a well-coached team and a talented team, and we're going to have to play really well on the road to get the win this week.
You've been around this conference for a while, so I always like picking your brain about this. But the league obviously balanced again, and your team, one of only four teams still left without a loss. I think nine different teams have got at least one win. Just give me your assessment early on of, about the balance and the strength of the CA again.
Well, it's really exciting. I just was kind of looking at some information. It's kind of one of the original packets I got on for Elon, you know, with a little summer study. So I looked at the preseason votes and predictions for the conference, and it's just really interesting when you look at it. You just notice how, you know, it's not the way it plays out in this league, and we've got some teams playing at an extraordinarily high level right now. You know, I think we're really heading into this stretch run here this week with pretty much, you know, all conference games the rest of the way, and feel really good about how strong the league is here this year. I feel really good, again, about our team's ability to remain relevant here this season as we get back into conference play. So it's more of the same. You know, some of the names are a little different. Some of the teams are kind of showing up a little differently and maybe not necessarily as predicted. But, you know, we're going to have a really strong showing here down the stretch, and we'll be very, very well represented in the postseason.
Before I let you go, I wanted to step away from this year's team and ask about one of your standouts from last year, Troy Reader. Career-high 13 tackles for the Rams in that national TV game with the Seahawks last Thursday. How impressed are you, surprised at all, that for him to be starting as an undrafted free agent, and how impressive have you been, by the way, he's been able to transition to the NFL?
Yeah, it's really impressive. I think, you know, those of us that know Troy knew that he would make it, knew that he would be successful. You know, he's the kind of person that the more you're around him, the more you recognize the value he brings, not only in his ability, but what he brings in the locker room. And, you know, he is a focused, dedicated, committed young man. And, you know, I'm surprised that, you know, he got the start and that he, you know, led the team in tackles. I mean, that stuff kind of catches you off guard a little bit. But I certainly wasn't surprised he made the team. And I certainly would not be surprised if he has a very productive and long career in the NFL.
All right, Danny, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Safe travels to Elon, and we'll talk again next Monday.
All right, thanks, Rob. Bye-bye.
Thank you.